This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:03 a.m. here on this Friday morning. Thank you guys so much for bringing us in that car ride or wherever you're at on the Odyssey app. We always love hanging out with you, bringing the good vibes. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, your preference for college football start times. And we're also talking about HOAs, yes or no. Speaking of HOAs, Bo, you've got the you got the neighborhood flooded with the smell of good food. Honestly, Allie and I are both talking about it. Like, both of our stomachs are growling, and I think it's your fault. So your pork shoulder steaks.
Yeah, I got these things. They're probably about 30 degrees off of where I want them right now. But I went out there, sprayed a little bit, but I can't believe it's not butter on them. And
Bobby Bo.
Huh?
Bobby Bo.
What'd you call me?
Bobby Bo. You don't remember Fabio? I can't believe it's not
Bato.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Fabio doing those. Yeah, dude, it's so good. It's really good for kind of the bark. And I mean, I'm not really getting a huge bark on these. I'm going to sear them here in a few minutes. But I it's funny that you said that because I have not been hungry all morning, and I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be ready to eat when these things are done. And I went out there just now, and I was like, I'm starving. I can't wait to cook the eggs. I'm going to make some cheese scrambled eggs and. I got some bit. Now
All right, that's enough.
Hey, say this. My mom and my grandmother made really good biscuits. Both my grandmothers and my mom all made good biscuits. My mom obviously still making good biscuits. And I got her biscuit recipe finally, and I'm not going to try today, but I'm about to try to perfect homemade biscuits cuz I don't want pork chop growing up in a world where she didn't have good homemade biscuits, you know. It may be once a week, right? I mean,
yeah.
That seems good.
I grew up on them. They're great.
Well, quick reminder that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner, it is coming up soon. I mean, it's already May 30th. I can't believe that. So we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. We're going to be celebrating Father's Day with you, and we're all going to be out there. Mike, Bo, me, Dylan. So go to 929thegame.com, click on the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with 929 The Game. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone that's important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th. We'll be out there as well. For the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times.
Yeah.
Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 929thegame.com.
Stoked about this. I haven't been able to go to the first couple that I was supposed to be a part of with this, but yeah, it's time for me to make my arrival. You're going to be in the house as well, the whole show. Whole show is going to be there rocking it out, so make sure you guys get signed up for that.
Yeah. I missed one, by the way. I've been at all of them.
Dang.
Okay.
Just
dang, yeah.
Put that out there.
Dylan, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Larry to start things off. Larry, start us on a high note, my friend. Welcome to the morning show.
High note is exactly that Bo is doing what everybody wants to do is at home, first of all.
Yes.
And he's cooking some good old meat, you know, where we can be carnivorous about what we want to do. So I'm loving that. Is that positive for you?
Yeah, I'm loving the vibes.
So I am going to go no on HOAs.
Come on.
HOAs are un-American. It doesn't allow us freedom to be who we are. And but I live in an apartment complex, and I have bad neighbors. So I should be the one who really wants a HOA, but look, I'm 65, and I don't want to worry about fixing up a water heater, crawling in under my house to fix the plumbing, so I'm probably not going to buy another house. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
so fair enough.
That's just the thing, and I just feel bad for you guys, Grant, and you know, it's like you guys got to go through all that crap with the HOAs,
right?
Rather than just saying, you know, hey, leave those people alone. So
just give us
I am no on HO. Yeah, just relax. Grant's going to get it taken care of, and I know that if Grant doesn't do it fast enough, you'll remind him. Hey, get out there and make sure that.
Appreciate the phone call, Larry. Thank you so much for waiting. We got full phone lines. Let's go ahead and head back out. Let's get to Tinker in Kennesaw. Tink, I know. Look, I'm going to go ahead and call this. Tink, not an HOA guy. Tink's not an HOA guy. What's up, Tink?
Being on HOA is a good way to get shot.
Whoa, Tink. Calm down, man. Calm down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I got a good one. I got two good ones.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, we always played at least once a month cards at his house on a Saturday. Well, his neighbor, we drove up, and I'm sitting there going, why is his mailbox just ripped from the roots, thrown in the middle of the yard? And he said, well, they've been, HOA's been on him for being 1 inch too low. So he waited till the holiday weekend, came out and got home on Friday, ripped it out of the ground. Led because they lived towards the front of the neighborhood, so everybody could see it laying in his yard. By Tuesday, he had it where it needed to be, upright and all, I guess, the right measurement.
Wow.
But all weekend long, he made sure he sat there and just let it sit there. And then the other one, I was working on the chillers up on a roof in Buckhead, five-story building. One of the board members decided to get up there and start flipping lip while I'm over here trying to do a repair. I tell you right now, that boy about got thrown off the roof. And then when he saw my face, he politely made his way downstairs. I didn't even have to say a word.
Literally overstepped his bounds. Literally overstepped his bounds. Tink, appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's I've always been on Team HOA. To Larry's point, and Larry made my point for me. He's like, I live in an apartment complex with bad neighbors. But he's not on Team HOA. Said it's un-American.
I'm an HOA, but leave me alone, though.
Yeah, right.
That's all.
For the HOA, for everybody else.
Yeah, for me, not for thee.
Hey, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's welcome in KT from Cartersville. KT, what's going on, man? Welcome to the morning shift.
How are y'all doing, man? Hey, Team HOA, no. Big no, man.
What?
Just moved up from Florida, and they have the most aggressive HOA, and they ding you about every little thing. So I just can't get behind it. Man, I really can't.
Fair enough, man.
But college football times, I need the 3:30 starts every single weekend, and I'm low.
Interesting. Is that more of a television thing or an in-person thing?
In person. I just graduated like 3 years ago, so I'm still in the tailgate mode.
Right.
So
yeah, dude.
We still get out there and get after it.
The tailgate era is a fine era of life, my friend. Appreciate the phone call.
I just remember when those 3:30 games were it, dude. That was everything. The 3:30 game was the biggest game back in the day. I think you find, to me, they try to put big brands on 3:30 games. Big games is yes, prime time. But Georgia on its, you know, Georgia, they're going to play a lot of 3:30 games because they're one of the biggest brands in college football right now.
Yeah. Our buddy Marcus Powell weighing in. He's a mailman. He's a later start time helps, but as a fan, he wants that night game too. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting take. You know, you never think people that work Saturdays, it's probably a big deal when the kickoff actually comes.
I guess it really depends on what phase of life you're in. Like, right. He was just saying he liked 3:30 because of tailgating.
Yes.
I mean, we used to play, like, case race at tailgates and
dude,
stuff.
Let me tell you
then
something.
You could still go out after.
When I got done with the Falcons, one of the first things I did, I went over and signed a game day apartment in Tuscaloosa just to go over there on Saturdays in the fall. That was a fun era of life. I had never had a chance to tailgate. So, I'm, you know, all of a sudden I'm 28, 29, fresh out of the NFL, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this for a couple years, take a couple victory laps here. Get this thing done. Hey, Dylan, let's go out to Cobb County. Let's welcome in our buddy Ja. What's going on, man?
Good morning. I'm definitely a hard no on homeowner associations.
What is going on here, man?
Especially when it comes to grass. I cut my grass every 2 weeks. I do not like the people that has a lot of cars in their driveway. So if you're gonna, you know, get on to those people, I understand
right.
as far as the homeowner right. association. But I mean, you gotta let people be yourself, man.
Yeah. I think I think we're all kind of saying the same thing. You're fine with it, but there's a fine line where they overstep.
Right.
It's like, dude, just calm down a little bit. Pointing I don't need a letter every 2 weeks about my grass.
Pointing out a couple weeds in our lawn is not cool, but make sure that nobody's parking on the street. That's fine. Too many cars in the driveway. I appreciate that.
HOA, like I said, we're 50 years in this neighborhood, over 50 years in. And I think my HOA walks the perfect line. They upkeep all the common areas, make sure the pool's rocking. You know, host, socials once every quarter or something like that. It's plenty. I don't ever hear from them unless there's something egregiously wrong. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Dan from Gwinnett. Dan, good morning. You're on the morning show.
What's up, morning show family? Mafia Mike, what's happening?
Hey, living the dream.
Yeah, I prefer 3:30 game times because who's going to tailgate for a 12 o'clock game? What are we going to tailgate with, biscuits and grit bowls?
But you can tailgate longer if it's a 7 o'clock game, though.
Yeah. And, I mean, for me, being a Buckeyes fan, I don't really get my way with the 3:30 start time a lot, especially now with me coaching football, so I really miss them a lot. But HOA, I'm kind of 50-50. The only reason is because just the micromanaging and the nitpicking. I have a buddy who lives in the neighborhood and that he has an HOA, and they nitpick about the certain stuff that he has on his porch. You know, he has a nice porch set up, chairs or whatever, but they got so nitpicky to the point to where my buddy, he's kind of a butthole, to where this man done went and got a blow-up doll, bikini doll, and done put it on his porch and was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he's like, well, they're telling me I can't have this and this and this and out on my porch, so you know what? How about this? This is like a slap in the face. So I said, dude, you know what? You are out of your mind, and you know what? Whatever. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's just this the nitpicking. But it is good for property value and other things and keeping structure as far as the neighborhood. But other than that, y'all have a great weekend and thanks, a great man. Friday, y'all.
Appreciate the phone call, Dan, as always. And thank you, everybody, for weighing in. If you're weighing in on the socials at 929 Morning Shift, you can go follow along with Bo's Morning Shift edition of the Tailgate at Home. And you got either one of y'all got front porch? I don't have a front porch.
I have a front porch, yeah.
The front porch furniture is not a thing at my house. I don't have a front porch.
I mean, it's a little front porch.
Stairs.
You got stairs to the porch. Stairs directly to the front door?
Yeah. There's not much on there, so no front porch, really. Yeah,
not a problem for you. All right. Look, we're going to go ahead and go to break because we got good news. On the other side, it's the HOA member himself.
Yay!
It is Grant McCauley. He'll be welcome. I got so many questions for Grant. Obviously, we want to talk about the absence of A.J. Smith-Shawver, but did he have an issue with Ozzy Albies stealing second base or at least attempting to? In the top of the ninth inning yesterday. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Grant McCauley on the other side. It's Sports Radio 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
929 game.
Sports Radio 929 game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Dylon behind the glass. I'm going to go with him second in line. Appreciate you guys hanging out. You got Bo on the iPad, and we got Allie Mack, who is at odds with the HOA over some weed control in her front yard, man. Just not even a, what are you, 6 weeks into home ownership?
Yeah, I mean, on the 4th, June 4th, it'll be 2 months we've been in this house.
Okay. And that is where I will pivot to the phone lines and bring in one Mr. Grant McCauley. Grant, look, let's just rip the Band-Aid off here. How egregious were the weeds in the front yard? Are we talking about like a foot tall? Were there mushrooms involved in this thing in the yard, not in your house? And, you know, was it a situation where they were overstepping, or was it like, you know what, I can see their point here?
No, there was no point. The point was they didn't have much to do and apparently needed to do a drive-by and take pictures of a yard that, after a weekend full of rain, had not been mowed. So I got to take care of.
The pictures is what sent me. The pictures is what I was like, okay, that's a little bit over the top.
Well, they had to take pictures. Yeah. I have to document
it was a bit much. And, you know, I'm getting to know this yard a little bit. I take pride and my time, Bo, in making sure that it looks the way that it needs to look. I have a push mower because it's not a huge yard, but I'm also just kind of enjoying the catharsis that comes with getting out in the yard that we're paying for, that we've purchased, and just making it look the way that I want it to look. And so for somebody with that kind of pride in how things look and how things sound, for that matter, it's just ridiculous to get a letter like that that implies or flat out states that you're just not taking care of business. Ridiculous.
Yeah ridiculous.
Well, look, Grant, if you want your yard to look like the outfield at Truist Park, by all means, have at it with the stripes and everything. I just don't know how many, just Allie, like it took you all night to cut the grass. I was just confused.
No, some of us just had to go work, and they've got a couple of jobs, and then came home to a letter from the HOA, and then immediately had to change clothes and get out there before it got dark and get the job done. That's all.
Exactly.
Adulting.
I do want to double check. Is our trash can
in?
Because if the HOA sees that, we're going to get another letter, and it was out this morning.
Yeah, no, it's back where it needs to be.
You.
I had one of our very brave dogs go out there with me to retrieve that.
Very nice, very nice. All right, well, we'll talk about the Braves because yesterday, very important day for the Braves. In your mind, Grant, how important was that last game in Philadelphia, that win? I mean, how detrimental would a sweep have been for the Braves yesterday?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's early until it's not. And when you start staring up at the standings and that lead jumps into double digits, which obviously the Braves have still got some work to do to keep it from getting to that level and continuing to stack up on them. But losing three games in the standings to the Philadelphia Phillies on that trip would have been pretty much an unmitigated disaster. And then you throw in the injury to A.J. Smith-Shawver and, of course, the way that the Braves lost a couple of those games where it felt like, man, again, in the story of the 2025 Braves, a hit here or there, and maybe you're talking about a completely different outcome for this team. So they had to have that game. I hesitate to ever call a game in May a must-win, but it pretty much felt like if they didn't salvage that series, it was going to start this train going all the way back to what we felt like over the first couple of series of the season when the Braves stumbled out of the gates and did themselves no favors in trying to, you know, get some momentum, climb in the standings, and be a factor in the National League East.
Grant, last night Chris Sale basically made history. I think he's the only guy that has struck out 30% of the batters he's faced at this point in his career with 2,500 strikeouts or something like that. I'm not sure the exact stat. I'm sure you'll correct me when and where is necessary. But what is different about the Chris Sale we're seeing right now than the one we saw early in the season where it just seemed like something was just amiss?
I think it was just working through stuff, and sometimes with a veteran pitcher like that. And I will also say this before I kind of get back to Chris Sale in specific, but you know, spring training is so much different than it was back in the day where it felt like, you know, folks came in, they want to get a certain number of at-bats if you're a position player. Typically, they don't need as many games. But those pitchers, they wanted to build up those innings in spring training. And now it's like everything is so closely monitored. It's okay, you're going to throw two innings or 25 pitches. And the next one, you're going to throw three innings or 35 pitches. Then we'll let you get to 50. And then by the last start, maybe you've thrown 80, 85 pitches. And then you're still using those first two to three, maybe even four starts of the year to kind of build up. And that was a foreign thought, I think, 10, 20 years ago. But now everything's just so micromanaged in that level. And I understand the injury risk is why they're doing it. But putting all that aside, I just think it took Chris Sale some time to start to feel like he was in the groove again, to have the touch and the feel of the pitches that weren't there for him early on. And it wasn't like he was walking the ballpark. It was just the velocity wasn't there. It just didn't seem like his command was there at times. And other teams, the big thing with him I saw was they're making him pay with foul balls. And that was running up the pitch count, and then he wasn't able to cover the innings. And then you have a very unhappy Chris Sale who wanted very much to be the guy that this team can depend on every fifth day to either give them a great chance to keep their winning streak going, or like we saw last night, be the stopper for him and get things turned around.
Chris Sale was a dose of good news, Grant, coming off game number one where A.J. Smith-Shawver has to leave. It was weird, and I'm curious what your standpoint was on this, or your viewpoint, I guess, because he gets hit in the heel or the ankle or whatever it is, and then one pitch later it's like, you know, there's an issue, and I'm like, oh, well, his ankle's not feeling good. Nope, turns out is the elbow. First of all, your viewpoint on that, and second of all, is this just as simple as giving the phone call to Bryce Elder and be like, hey, come on back?
Well, I mean, that second part, the short answer to that is yes. I mean, that's the guy who's in line for, you know, a run at the back end of the rotation to help fortify things, and clearly he was pitching pretty well before he went down, so hopefully he can do that. But yeah, it was just a strange series of events because, yeah, the line drive distracts you because all of a sudden you're thinking, all right, maybe we're dealing with one type of injury, and the next thing you know, it's an elbow issue. And I did think there's a lot of discourse about, well, Spencer Strider saw it first. Well, good for Spencer Strider. Like, do you think he's not hyper aware of what it looks like when maybe something's not quite right because he's just spent 14 months eat, sleep, and drink, rehab, and get back from a major elbow injury? So I think that's important. I mean, you've got a lot of different conversations and things going on. I know some folks were like, well, why didn't the coaching staff notice it? Maybe they were paying attention to the line drive. He just took off the heel. But putting all of that aside, I think that the right decision was made to just go ahead and pull the plug right there, because once you hear that pop, as Brian Snitker said after the game, it's nothing good. It's not going to be good. And I don't expect to get good news from that MRI. You can cross your fingers and hope, but it does seem like the Braves are going to be without A.J. Smith-Shawver for quite a while.
Well, Spencer Strider was stewing in the dugout about, you know, how he's going to hit Bryce Harper on purpose again the next time he's
right, in the first inning.
I mean, hey, Grant, let's do this. I'm going to give you three topics. You pick which one you want to talk about. Ruben Amaro Jr., exit velocity, or Ozzy Albies?
Let's start with Ozzy, and if we have any extra time, I guess we can get to the other two.
My man, who I've been all over, is suddenly red hot. Maybe 13 or 14 game hitting streak, something like that. I mean, what changed at the plate for him?
Yeah, I think he was able to make the little adjustments to his swing where now you're starting to see the hard hit contact. So maybe that can bring us into exit velocity. If you hit the ball hard consistently, you should see results over time. It does not mean that you are impervious to hitting the ball at someone, but there's nobody out there trying to hit the ball softly. It's not a tennis lob over the shortstop. I know Freddie Freeman gets a lot of credit for his approach, but Freddie's still trying to hit the ball hard. And there's a quote, and if I ever find it, I'm going to bookmark it, but he was talking about this 5 years or so ago about, look, everybody wants to say, just take it the other way, just take what you're given, X, Y, Z, but you're facing more pitchers than you ever have in a single game because the complete game is dead. They're throwing harder than they ever had with nastier breaking stuff than we've ever seen in the history of the game in most cases. So good luck hitting the ball the other way for that single every single time. It just doesn't work out that way. But I think Ozzie made his adjustments. He's starting to build at the plate as well. And this is important, some confidence for him to feel like, all right, the process is working. Now I'm starting to see results. So a lot of good things to like about what Ozzie is doing currently. Can he keep it going? That's the big question. The Braves certainly need him to.
Well, we are talking with 92.9 The Game's very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, also has the same last name as me. Do you
You're welcome.
Feel... yeah, thank you for that.
Wild man said you welcome.
You said you welcome. All right, so Spencer Strider is back. Ronald Acuna Jr. is back.
Mm-hmm.
We're still kind of in warm-up mode, though. We're letting them get readjusted. When do you expect the Braves to really hit their stride?
Yeah, June's always been a good month for them historically. I know last year might have kind of been the outlier of that because it seemed like June was maybe when the ship started to take on some water. But you look at where it was in 22 and 23, the Braves kind of felt like they were in a similar position where every time they'd win a few games, they'd suffer a couple of series losses or slip on a banana peel and just, you know, undo everything that they were doing. And then the month of June would come around. I don't know if they need a closed-door meeting to make this thing happen. That has been the case in the past. Or if you're just going to start to see this club play better because they are better. They're clearly more talented than the record, but we've been saying this for a while. If you get guys like Ronald Acuna Jr. and Spencer Strider back and you have the talent and you're able to stay healthy, I got to believe this team's best days are ahead of it. And we're going to see as the weather starts to heat up if the Braves can finally start to heat up. But this was an important weekend or important series, I should say, in Philadelphia for the Braves to avoid that sweep. They've got one more little weekend here at Truist Park where they could take advantage of another club that's kind of in the same boat they're in, the Boston Red Sox, that has shown promise at times but also struggled. You got to start winning series like that consistently as well if you're the Braves, and maybe they can catapult themselves into June with a chance to not just get to 500 but get on a nice long run with Ronald Acuna Jr. at the top of the order and Spencer Strider regaining the form, which I was encouraged by how he looked in Philly in his start.
Grant, before we let you go, I do want to get your thoughts on the Ozzie Albies situation last night. He takes off running at the top of the ninth inning. He walks, gets on base, tries to steal second base, gets thrown out. Ryan Snicker, after the game, saying that's just something he kind of did on his own, didn't signal it in. First of all, did you think it was a bad shot being taken by Albies on the base pass, or did he not have gone there? And then your reaction to Brian Snicker and his comments after the game.
No, Ozzie's one of those guys that kind of has the green light if he feels like he can steal that base. Now, the flip side of that is you've got to be able to steal that base when you go. It's a high percentage play for him. I feel like Ozzie had been successful in 26 of the previous 28 stolen base attempts, so he's pretty good at picking his spot. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Perfect throw, and it undid what could have been in the Braves' ninth inning a lot more damage, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. But I don't have a problem with him taking a shot like that, particularly on a day where the offense had a lot of trouble getting guys in scoring position. You're just trying to make something happen, and that's what clubs do and should do when they're having trouble just traditionally scoring runs the way that they're accustomed to. Sometimes you just got to take fate into your own hands. It just didn't work out for them.
All right, Grant. Well, then on that flip side, what do you think about that third called strike that wasn't a strike? How does an umpire give a guy that call when he's walked how many guys in the inning?
At least a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get that call because I think the umpire knew that, hey, we got another game to play. We got to get this one over with.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That'd be my guess. That's my best theory because it certainly wasn't a strike.
Well, Mike seemed to think it was a strike. He thought it was either.
No, I didn't say it was a strike. You just said it was. You acted like this like wild thing came out and hit 20 foot up off the backstop. I was just saying it was close.
That was a frame job.
Yeah, anyways. Grant, it was close. Yeah. It was too close to take, right, Grant?
I don't believe in too close to take. I believe in ball or strike. Can you foul it off? Can you work the count? Sure, but I like guys to be really attacking the strike zone, not expanding their zone, just because that's exactly what the pitcher's trying to get them to do.
Thank you, Grant.
There you go. Grant's ready for the ABS system to be full-time in regular
season. Yes, I've been ready for that for about 10 years.
You heard it here first. Hey, Grant, thanks so much. And look, go get those trash cans off the street. Make sure that mailbox is the right height and get those weeds handled.
No, everything's handled. Check, check, and check.
All right, man. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
for
guys.
That's Grant McCauley, Braves insider for 90th on the game. We come back on the other side. We're going to check back in with Squid Billy on the grill and see if we can get one last image on the 929 morning shift account before we head off into our weekend. We'll also talk more about the college football scheduling that is coming out and continues to trickle. What's the right time for a football game? Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game, finishing up here on the Friday edition of the Morning Shift. It is 8:42. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in. Hopefully at some point, for the love, the weather shapes up. I don't know that we've seen the end of it today, but tomorrow looks decently nice.
I believe it's going to be sunny tomorrow. I was checking that out because Braves are back home now. You know, Boston's coming to town. They need to be able to play. No more rainouts.
Yeah. That's your 92.9 The Weather segment.
I just wanted to say, I really hope it's sunny tomorrow because I got a little bit of bone to pick with Weather Nature over these last few weeks because
Mother Nature.
I love it.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
Weather Nature.
Okay. I said Mother. Yeah,
you said Weather.
I said Weather.
I said Weather.
You said Weather Nature.
Oh, my bad.
Let him get it off.
I thought I said Mother. Anywho, I haven't been able to go the last couple weeks. I had stuff going on, but like a couple weeks back, like 2 weeks in a row, I wanted to go out and play with my guys that I play with at this court I go to on Saturday mornings, and it was raining. And and I haven't been able to get a good hooping session in, on Saturday mornings with my guys. So it better be nice outside so I can get my good hoop session
wish
tomorrow.
I could be a fly on the wall to watch Dylan show up to the hoop set, you know, the hoop session.
I'm stamped. Pickup game. I got to say this. I'm stamped at a couple of courts. Like, I show up to a couple of courts, and this is, you know, I'm
a good
take,
thing or bad thing?
That's good.
Yeah, okay. What does that mean?
You're stamped. It means you got street cred, basically.
It means you're approved.
Oh, wow. It basically means, for me, I'm going to tell you what it means. It means I pull up to the court, and I'm getting picked up immediately.
Bro.
Oh.
I thought, you could also say stamped means, like, do not let enter. You know what I mean?
That's, that's just because y'all don't play with free throws, right?
Bo, I've actually gotten a lot better at my free throws.
Ask him when's the last time he won MGA, Dylan. Just fire right back.
Cause, it was last year. I will say this, though. We're getting to the point where we need a translator for Dylan because he speaks and then he says, well, what I'm saying in English is.
I have a theory on this. I think that Dylan is starting to use more youth terms because he's clinging on to his youth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought about this the other day. I was like, Dylan's starting to really get into the weeds on some of these youth terms, and I think it's his last gasp effort to remain young.
It's the last time you can sound cool when you say, like, Riz.
That's not a bad theory.
Yeah.
It's not a bad theory because I am going to be 30 next year.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad theory.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's all downhill as far as you're
However,
swing.
The reason I actually do it is because I really want to just see how y'all react. Like, I used stamped right there because I knew y'all be like, what do you mean? Like, what are you eating there?
I think it's good because it maybe keeps us young, and that young demo that listens to us will be like, oh, those guys know these words. But what I think you need to do is make us like a grid, like a key grid with like Riz. That means charisma.
Yeah.
And like cap. Oh, that means.
You see those for like American English to Australian, and it's like, hey, here's what Tucker means. It means dinner. You
know,
you could just line one of those up for us.
I got
you. Dylan, I'm all for it. But just make a morning shift key grid or word grid, word keyword thing or whatever they called. Like, we just need one of those. You can laminate it. We can keep it in the studio. You know,
I got
each of us has one. Yeah. Whatever.
Some you can use for reference. I got you.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We are going to get to more of the schedule stuff. Rusty and Steak are out in the bullpen. This gave me some interesting insight into these Georgia kickoff times that, you know, I hadn't thought about until they brought it up. But before we do that, I do need an update from the grill. It is Tailgate at Home Morning Edition. Bo's been letting it dig all morning. I've been starving. I have actually avoided this conversation because I can hear the bottom of my stomach.
Same.
And as soon as I leave here, I'm going to go find somewhere to eat. But that's your fault, Bo.
No, it's not my fault. I mean, you can come over. I got eggs.
It sounds like actually you have a lot of people coming over via Twitter.
Yeah,
you've invited all of them over for this.
Yeah, but most of those don't know my address. As it turns out, Mike doesn't either. So
I was going to say, that might be the first time he's ever invited me to his house.
Oh, it's about time.
Porkchop's not here. She's at grandma care. But you can come over and test out the 49-inch screen on iRacing. Look, man, they're looking good. They're getting close to pull. I think they're all around 185 and above. I'm going to pull them in the 195 to 200 range, let them sit for a minute. Then I'm going to turn that Traeger all the way up and try to sear them on that. So that's what I think I'm going to do with it. Take the kind of the hot plate off of it and let it eat. And got some cheese eggs and those biscuits. I'm gonna pop those biscuits out and get them. I'm gonna go ahead and eat, you know, good little breakfast, take a nice little fat nap, and then hit the you know, curls for the girls. You know, it's arm day. You never know.
Wow.
You might have to pull. So,
dude, did you just? Let's see, the Paulding County Shore. Like, that's what I just heard.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
And y'all talk about my lingo.
Exactly.
He just GTL'd
us. You don't say curls for the girls.
I have never in my life said curls for the girls.
Dylan's too cool to say that.
Thighs for the guys or no?
Nah.
Okay.
neither one.
Okay. I just wanted to check. Also, you know, continue to follow along with that. At SquidBilly929, at 929 Morning Shift. All of our socials are on there if you want to hook up and connect with us over the course of this.
#929 Tailgate at Home, Mike.
There you go. #929 Tailgate at Home. Let's get into some of this conversation around start times. Now, I've gotten a little bit deeper into some of the start times that were announced specifically for week one. Now, you do have the Friday night Georgia Tech Colorado game that's at 7 o'clock on that opening Friday. That's August 29th.
Saturday slate, Alabama at Florida State is going to be the 2:30, 3:30 game, whatever it is. And the Virginia Tech, South Carolina is on Sunday. That's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 2 p.m. on that Sunday. I was just talking to Rusty and Steak, and I was like, how are we feeling about these 3:30 kicks? And Steak brought up a good point that I had not thought about, specifically for Georgia fans in Atlanta. When you have the midday kicks, and it's not early, and it's not late, and you have the midday, it's a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
If you get down to the point where a Georgia fan is going to Athens for an 8 o'clock game, that's an overnighter. Now all of a sudden you're looking at one of those $800 a night hotel rooms that Steak likes to stay in over in Athens, where he's, you know, asking somebody for the hookup, or you're trying to find a VRBO or whatever it may be. I don't think it's quite the same over in Tuscaloosa. Birmingham is like 45 minutes away from Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to drive back, but obviously if you're going to go over and you're going to tailgate, there are certain ways to do that. And Steak was like, it's just straight up. You just find somebody to drive your Sprinter van. You know what I mean? He's got boys coming down from Boston. They're going to go enjoy a game day experience.
Your Sprinter van, because everybody's got one of those. Well, like I think sitting in the driveway.
The Fur Bus owners will be very busy this season.
Yes, they will. And I know that, look, you pass Fur Buses all the time headed down to Athens, right? They're down there ready to get. I had not thought about the actual drive home for people, because, you know, a lot of times when you talk about these college games, you're just kind of there to stay. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really matter what time you're driving back at night. But if you're 8 o'clock in Athens and you live in Atlanta, that is pretty significant. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at a game ending 11:30 midnight, and then all of a sudden you're trying to make it back to Atlanta 1:32 a.m. It kind of takes away any of your opportunities to enjoy the rest of your evening, I guess you will. So it was an interesting take on that for sure.
Steak also pointed out that a lot of these hotels or Airbnbs, Vrbos, they also have like 3-night minimums.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't, really cannot stay over in Athens.
Dude, it's so crazy. All the ones in Tuscaloosa are like that. And Tuscaloosa's hotel scene has absolutely boomed in the last couple of years. It's like, where can we fit one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I told you guys the other day, like the undergrad population, I enrolled 20 years ago. The undergrad population at Alabama has doubled. I know it's done, you know, this same at Georgia. It's been through the roof, as a number of other SEC schools and ACC institutions as well. But it's and they can ask whatever they want to. Like, that's the crazy part. They can be like, all right, $1,200 a night, 3-night minimum. You're like, all right, I'm in. Like, what?
Right. Even just parking is going to be such an expense. I was in Athens a couple weeks ago for my niece's graduation, and that was a debacle with parking. You're seeing like $20, $40 to park for graduation.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
You guys are just making up excuses. Wanting. I mean, oh, no. I have to go to Athens and stay 3 nights? Oh, no. Well, how awful that would be. I get Grindhouse one day.
If I'm paying $1,200 a night, it's awful, yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but those night games, if you get a night game, it's normally a pretty good game, and that can be pretty expensive.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that as we wait for the rest of Georgia's schedule to trickle out, I am positive that they will be night games from top to bottom for the rest of them.
I think you see a lot of 3:30 games when there is at least one brand, big brand, and maybe another one that's hit or miss, and then that's why you pop it in there. But you got some of these games: Georgia, Tennessee, two brands; Florida, Georgia, which is a 3:30 game. Obviously, it's in Jacksonville, brands. Now I don't know why Austin Peay got sandwiched in there for what a 3:30 game, and Marshall.
Well, ESPN Plus is a big factor in that. I mean, usually, you know, the old Jefferson Pilot games or whatever it would have been. The Raycom games that we used to play on, that was still when you had like ESPN pay-per-view. That was, you know, before the app and all that. Like, you'd have ESPN pay-per-view, and, you know, somebody had to pay $10 if they wanted to watch the Alabama 11 o'clock kick against, you know, whoever at the time, Tennessee Martin or something like that. So, yeah, shout out to ESPN Plus for that. It's just like, and it's honestly, and Allie asked me this earlier about from a player's perspective, what's good, what's bad. If you get Austin Peay at 3:30, like that's pretty solid, because and the Marshall game as well, that's one historically that you would have probably looked at it as an 11 o'clock and be like, we're just going to have to deal with it. So it's I think that's good for the players that both those games will be kind of locked in there at 3:30 nonetheless. And I know that, you know, people that don't have ESPN Plus probably be a little bit irritated about it, but it is what it is.
Has your perspective changed from player to viewer now of these kickoff times?
My thought on that has changed probably 4 times over the last 20 years.
Okay.
Like, obviously, as a player, you want certain times and everything else, but when you look at everything else going on, it just,
I don't know. It's fatherhood, everything else.
Now, Baron Burton's W Sauce is all over this tailgate at home. I obviously used it on my pork steaks. I should say make it plural because there's more than one. And that was my binder for it. I made my own rub as well, and then I used some meat church rub as well. But don't forget my friends at Baron Burton's. Go to WSauce.com. Find a retailer near you and use the promo code SQUID for 15% off. That's SQUID. How do you spell it, Allie?
SQUID.
That's right.
Yay!
And, I got a text about my boy Chaz last night. Texted me from New Realm Brewing, the Alouin Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics, who I think they got a couple of their times announced yesterday as well, but don't ask me any of them because I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Googling.
No, I looked it up the other day, but my memory's not there. But, yeah, thank you to everyone that wants to participate at Tailgate at Home. Hashtag 92.9 Tailgate at Home. 9-time the game, Tailgate at Home. So it's fun. We're bringing it back. I want to see what you're cooking all weekend. Doesn't matter. All weekend. I've already got mine fired up. I'm ready to eat here soon, guys.
I'm headed to the grocery store in just a few minutes because I didn't even have plans to grill. But after we talk about the weather shaping up and everything else that Bo's been talking about today, I'm like, oh, yeah, the Weber's going off tomorrow. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I know Allie probably has some, I don't know, whatever vegans grill.
I'm heading out to breakfast right after this because we've been talking about food.
I wondered. I wasn't going to bring it up earlier. I was like, maybe there's some Beyond Burgers.
Oh, yeah, there's tons. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
Going to get it hooked up. Anyways, man, thank you.
Find some of those mushrooms growing in your yard with all the rain with weeds. he can grill those
disgusting
up.
Disgusting.
We use them as burgers or we use them as the buns. I don't even know anymore. All right, appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us here on this Friday. We hope you have a phenomenal weekend. We'll be back at it at 6 a.m. Monday morning, same time, same place, same crew. Until then, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.